This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Railways today announced that the Principal Chief Commercial Manager Narsingh Dev and Principal Chief Security Commissioner Pankaj Gangwar will be part of the inquiry committee constituted to probe the stampede at the New Delhi railway station. The committee, which has commenced its inquiry, gave orders to secure all video footage of the New Delhi railway station. Delhi police have also launched an investigation into the incident, saying it will analyze CCTV footage to determine the sequence of events before the chaos erupted. Northern Railways have announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased, while those who sustained serious injuries will be compensated with 2.5 lakh rupees. Individuals with minor injuries will receive 1 lakh rupees. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured hailing from the state. Meanwhile, the number of deceased at the last night's stampede at the New Delhi railway station has gone up to 18, as per agency reports. These include 11 women and 5 children. Several people are also reported injured. Officials said that the stampede was preceded by a swell in crowd of passengers waiting to board trains to Prayagraj. The LNJP hospital, where the treatment of the injured is underway, has two helpline numbers, 98736-17028 and 011-235012-07. The President, the Prime Minister and the Ministers for Railways, Home and Defence have expressed grief over the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech, a major global event being held since Friday, will conclude tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof.
Bharat Tech's platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. It will also feature a global scale conference with over 70 sessions, roundtables, panel discussions and masterclasses. The exhibition will also feature special innovation and startup pavilions. It will also include hackathons-based startup pitch fest and innovation fests, tech tanks, and design challenges providing funding opportunities for startups through leading investors. This event is expected to attract policymakers and global CEOs, over 5,000 exhibitors, 6,000 international buyers from over 120 countries, among various other visitors. With Pallavi, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Rajasthan, at least 16 students from a government school were affected by ammonia gas leak near a fertilizer plant in Gadepan yesterday. The incident occurred during the morning prayer assembly when several students experienced breathing difficulties. The affected students were given immediate medical treatment. In UP, 4 persons, including a woman, were killed while 6 were injured after a tempo traveler hit a bus from behind on the Purvanchal Expressway in Barabanki district today. The bus coming from Chhattisgarh and the tempo traveler coming from Maharashtra were both headed to Ayodhya. All the deceased and injured were traveling in the tempo traveler. 2 of the injured persons have been admitted to a trauma center in Lucknow, while 4 are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar discussed U.S. President Donald Trump's vision of connecting Asia, Europe and the United States through Israel. A statement from the Israeli Foreign Minister's office said that Dr. Jaishankar and Minister Saar met on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference last night. The two leaders also addressed challenges posed by the attacks on trade routes by the Houthis and Iran. Delhi Police today celebrates its 78th Raising Day with a grand ceremonial parade at Kingsway Camp Parade Ground in presence of families of the Delhi Police personnel. And that is the end of the news bulletin.